My name is Cassidy McCabe, your Hudson Mohawk Magazine correspondent, and today I'm here with Brenda Miller, the Arts and Education Coordinator at the Sanctuary for Independent Media and the Professor of Media Arts at RPI. In anticipation for the Spirit of the Suffragette Festival that will take place this summer at Freedom Square, we will be looking at how the history of women's suffrage has impacted the present day and what sort of social justice work can be done to move forward. Brenda, what kind of issues of today do you think parallel the suffragette movement?
Hi, Cassidy. I think there's many issues that parallel the suffragettes. If I think about the suffragettes as people who one century ago were struggling for freedom and fighting against inequity, I would think that the Me Too movement, the immigration movement, sanctuary cities are really critical now. I would think that economic inequity is extraordinarily important now. And then ultimately, our environment and the struggle for a future, I think, is incredibly important now. Environmental justice, I think all these movements can learn while having a healthy critique of who the suffragettes were, strategies for succeeding.
Yeah. And what kind of social rights issues do you advocate for? Like, what drives your passions?
I still am inspired by feminist history and the critical role of women having more power, and I believe that our whole planet would be more in balance if women had more power in decision making of our lives. I think that all kinds of freedom struggles, the intersectionality between freedom struggles is what we need to do, and it's why I feel so inspired with the work we're doing here at the Sanctuary, is connecting all these different freedom struggles together is critical. But probably the most important driving force in my life is environmental justice and the struggle for having a healthy future for people to survive in.
What is a historical figure you can think of that inspires you or the work you do, and why? What do they do that inspires you the most?
Well, I guess if I'm going to think of one, I'll bring up Rachel Carson in the 60s. I did a documentary called Witness to the Future, where I looked at environmental activists who were whistleblowers in their community. And when I did that documentary, I was literally handed Silent Spring by Rachel Carson multiple times. I have many copies that are dog-eared and of Rachel Carson's Silent Spring. And I think what inspires me about her is that she brought together her powers as both an artist and as a scientist, and very much as a woman connecting to nature, and with her creative vision inspired people to look at the world differently and to see that our water and our climate is at risk.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Would you say she's like a modern suffragette of today?
Well, in a way, she was doing a freedom struggle.
Yeah.
And yes, so she's definitely inspired, I think, at a time, especially when, you know, I mean, definitely there's inequity in the sciences still to this day of women. And her issue was very much of, you know, looking holistically at science and at the terrible dangers, especially to, for example, young children, that can happen from pesticides and, mm-hmm. and poisons. And, so yes, in some way she is inspired in a line that I can go back to the suffragettes.
Oh. And just in case you're just tuning in, I'm here with Brenda Miller, Arts and Education Coordinator at the Sanctuary for Independent Media and the Professor of Media Arts at RPI. We're talking about how the spirit of the Suffragettes Festival is coming up and how women's suffrage has played a role in the modern day. A lot about environmental justice. How would you say that our social rights movements have changed in relation to the suffragette movement?
Well, we're definitely still in the dark ages of the digital world. Mm-hmm. And so communications and networking are, there's many, many more opportunities. And yet there's much more, there's a lot of control by corporate interests of the way information flows. Mm-hmm. So I think we could take inspiration and also look strategically at the suffragettes' successes and try to figure out how we could use those to continue to bring about positive and real substantive change today.
Mm-hmm. What kind of qualities would you say a person needs in order to be like a modern-day suffragette?
Well, I think you have to be driven. You have to have passion. You have to, have great will. You have to have a sense of hope, even mm-hmm. when it feels hopeless. And you have to have a good dose of anger.
Can you think of anyone you know personally who embodies a modern suffragette? Like, what do they do?
There's so many people, actually, who pass through the Sanctuary for Independent Media, all the way from kind of internationally famous people mm-hmm. to neighbors on our block, who I could go on and on and respond and bring their name up as an example. But I guess if I'm going to just choose one without a lot of thought, I think I will choose Amy Goodman. So Amy Goodman, on this very radio station, we play Democracy Now! Several times a day. And Amy Goodman and Democracy Now!, part of Pacifica, really represent independent media and critical investigative journalism. And I believe that's probably the most important issue is to think critically, to be aware, and to have news that isn't influenced or censored or even shaped in ways that are controlled by moneyed interests. So I think grassroots news reporting is at the core of all of the freedom struggles that are happening today. And so she's super inspiring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What kind of work do you do that you think symbolizes or embodies the suffragette movement?
Well, I think that the suffragettes learned how to strategize, how to take their individual passion and will and connect it through their networks to make substantive change. And so I'm one of the things that I am very dedicated to is using arts and culture as a way to shift people's perception. That's something we do here at the Sanctuary for Independent Media, and I think it's critical. And so I'd say that's where most of my work is grounded, is working from the grassroots up Looking at the work we do as a model for people in other communities to do, giving voice to those who don't have a voice, or sharing the opportunity for people to express themselves and question dominant ideologies, that's kind of where my heart is right now.
Yeah, I love how art does that. It kind of creates empathy for people. Like, some people would just be completely against some ideas, but if you just give them a little bit of empathy, usually art and media have a great way of bridging that gap.
Yeah. That's absolutely true.
Yeah.
Thank you for interviewing me and for asking these really important critical questions.
Thank you for your time, Branda. And for more information on the upcoming Women's Resource Fair and Summer Festival, please visit tinyurl.com/suffragettespirit. Thank you for listening to this week's piece on the spirit of the suffragettes.